I remember when I was very young, really, really young, my younger sister was really angry at me. I must have done something really bad to upset her. I don't remember what it was. I'm sure she was overreacting. Something I apparently said or did to her stuff. She said to me, "I'm never going to forgive you. I'm going to be angry at you forever." And I was so bothered by that. I remember going over to my mother and saying, "Is that true? Is she really never going to forgive me? Are we never going to be friends again?" And my mother said, "No, like sometimes when siblings are young, they fight about these things, but when they get older, they forget about them." And my sister from the next room screams out, "Nuh-uh, not true. Even when we're 100, I'm still going to be angry at you." Only 70 more years to go. So far, so good. Parsha tells us that even in their 80s, siblings sometimes don't get along. The end of the Parsha, very long, rich Parsha, we have the story of Miriam and Aaron, who are discussing their brother Moshe. And the pasuk tells us that Miriam erupts in Saras as a punishment for Lashon Hara about Moshe and his wife and his level of nevuah, things she didn't understand. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Zayin says Aaron as well broke out in Saras. It wasn't just Miriam. Aaron was punished for being makabel the Lashon Hara as well. And right before, the Torah tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, and even getting that Saras, between the Lashon Hara and the response, the Torah adds in a random line where it says, "Va'ish Moshe," this man Moshe was anav mikol adam. A famous phrase, Moshe was anav mikol adam. The Torah adds that phrase right there, anav mikol adam. What is that phrase doing there? It's true, it's very important to know, but this is the context where it comes up. From Miriam's degrading remarks about Moshe before the response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does the Torah right then and there talk about Moshe was anav mikol adam, al pnei ha'adamah? And the Ramban suggests it's because Moshe Rabbeinu was actually there. We don't think of the story in this. We think of two siblings hiding in the room. You know, Moshe, keep out. One of those signs on the door. No, Moshe was right there, standing right next to them. And he doesn't respond. He doesn't stick up for himself and say, "I left my wife. It was a little bit different. Not all Levim are the same." He doesn't respond. And one might think it's because he had no response. The Torah tells us, "Va'ish Moshe anav mikol adam." He did not respond because he had nothing to say, and it wasn't because he wasn't there. Just a humble person. Moshe Rabbeinu was so self-effacing, so unassuming, that even being there, they didn't mind speaking about him. And even though he was there, he didn't feel the need to respond and defend himself. Amazing idea in that context. Moshe anav mikol adam. Some have pointed out that it's specifically in the context of family that the Torah makes that comment, anav mikol adam. This is in Tosefes Bracha, the Chasam Sofer. Many have pointed out, anav mikol adam could simply be translated as the most humble person in the world. He was more humble than other people were humble. But the Chasam Sofer and others suggest anav mikol adam means he was humble from, in the face of, from, in response to, all people. And that emphasis is especially important when it comes to one's family, when it comes to one's siblings. In a sense, it's easy to be humble at work or on the subway. It takes a real arrogant, obnoxious person to lash out at strangers on the subway or at one's coworkers. In the office, when we're out there, we're wearing our ties and we're being all official, we have to be self-contained. We have to be restrained. We have to be appropriate. We have to make sure to be dignified. And then we come home and just dump it all off. Tie comes off, jacket comes off, and the temper comes out. With our families, with our siblings, it's so much easier to lash out. And the Torah says, Moshe anav mikol adam. He was humble in the face of all people, especially the kind of people most of us tend to take for granted. The kind of people most of us assume it's not as important to be respectful toward. And in this context especially, the Torah tells us, Moshe was there. And Moshe was especially humble, mikol adam, especially those that most of us tend not to be humble in front of. Those we tend to assume that they're going to forgive us in 100 years. That was Moshe Rabbeinu, a special, special person. Chazal Pirkei Avos say, "Al tadin l'chavercha ad shetagi l'makomo." Don't judge a person until you come to his place. Many ways to understand that. But the Medrash Shmuel, 500 years ago, says you can't truly gauge a person's character till you go to his place, till his private home. You can see him out in public. He looks so respectable. He looks so kind and generous and smiley. But you really get a sense of who a person is when you see what they're like behind closed doors. Achatagila makamo, don't judge too fast. You can't really assume who a person is like, what their character truly is, until you see what they're like with kol adam, in makomo, in their own private space. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously sets the bar extremely high. Not the kind of person any of us could just wake up one day and pretend to be. Torah tells us he was a special person. But the lesson is something we all can learn from. We all could think about this. The ways in which we can be aware of our lack of patience for those we love the most. It's often those we love the most we tend to treat the worst. And to think about that idea, how we could especially be humble, mikol adam, especially those that we love the most.